各位弟兄姊妹朋友们，祝你平安。我简单的介绍我自己，我是肖永辉牧师。如果你叫我肖永辉，我可能不会回答，因为我很不习惯。所以我share 我的英文名字，就是 James。My name is Pastor James。虽然我可以讲一点中文，我的中文程度不太高。我如果这是文盲，我的程度就是稍微比文盲高一点点，所以我很感谢张汝明长老可以今天翻译今天的分享。Let's get started. Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Gracious God, we ask that you would grant us minds and hearts to listen to your word.
慈悲的父，让愿你自己赐给我们受教的心。
Prepare us to listen and hear what you are saying to us.
帮助我们来明白你所要传讲给我们的。
Remind us also what Christ has done for us.
提醒我们主耶稣替我们所成就的。
And increase our anticipation of your power to work through us.
提高我们对主能力在我们生命中的期待。
We thank you. We pray this in Christ's name.
我们谢谢你，奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to invite you to imagine with me for a moment.
我邀请你跟我一起来想象一件事。
Imagine that you are going to drive to the supermarket to buy some lobster for maybe a Christmas dinner.
想象你我去超级市场买龙虾做龙虾宴。
And on your way to park, this woman cuts in and takes your parking spot.
进停车场的时候，有一个女性开车超车走在你的前面。
And so you are a little bit surprised by how rude she is.
你对她的这种鲁莽感到很压抑。
So, but you find another parking spot and park, and then start going inside.
你找到另外一个停车位，就进了商店。
As you walk in, you see that woman with three small children, a four-year-old, a two-year-old, and a baby.
你进去的时候发现那个女生女子她带着三个孩子四岁两岁和一个婴孩。
And she's arguing and the kids are screaming, I want ice cream, I want candy.
她的这些孩子在那里高声的喊叫哭泣。
And so you try to avoid and go around her, but you're a little bit frustrated because she can't control her kids. She's blocking the milk that you want to get.
你感到很无奈，你绕过他走进商店。
You pick up what you need and you're quickly going out, and there's only one checkout aisle open.
你买到你该买的东西，然后去付款，但是只有一条线付款。
And guess who's in front of you?
猜猜谁在你的前面
？It's that mom with her loud three children.
那个带三个孩子的母亲。
And she has all these groceries.And she wants to buy this formula with this coupon.
她买了许多的东西，包括孩子的奶粉。
And the cashier says, "Sorry, that's the wrong formula for this coupon."
她有一个减价券，是试图买这个奶粉，但是这个减价券不是这个要买的奶粉。
And she's arguing with the cashier. This is the right coupon.
他跟这个收银员在那里争吵说这个是正确的减价券。
And she's slowing things down and you're feeling like you're getting more and more frustrated with her.
他在那里花了很多的时间，你觉得真的很无奈。
Now what would you do?
你该做什么呢？
Would you stare at her and let her know that you're just making her feel uncomfortable to hurry her up?
你眼睁睁地盯着他，让他觉得不好意思，花了这么多的时间。
Would you say something and say, "Hey, can you please decide right now? You know, you're making everyone wait."
或者你向他说话说，请赶快做决定，免得我们在你后面等候这么久。
Maybe you would say nothing. You don't want to cause any problem, so you just take out your phone and you start swiping through your phone.
或者你什么话也不说，只是拿开你的手机在那里刷屏。
Or would you offer to go run and get that formula that she needs and come back with it?
或者你主动的去在商店里面去拿到她正确减价券所要求的那个奶粉。
I don't know about you, but I feel like for me, I might judge her.
我不知道你怎么想，也许我会心里面去论断批评这个女子。
If she was a better organized mom, she wouldn't be in this situation.
如果她组织的好的话，也许她不会陷入这样一个尴尬的场面。
If she was nice, maybe I would help her.
如果她表现好的话，也许我会帮她一忙。
Maybe some of us will think, I would never be in that situation. I would never do what she does.
也许你会说，我绝对不会像她那样。
And that is exactly what this text is talking about.
这就是我们今天所读的这段经文所要向我们说的话。
And this is a small case of a big principle of what God is commanding his people.
这只是用一个很小的例子讲上帝一个大的原则。
And in this text, God commands his people to show indiscriminate mercy towards their enemies.
刚才出埃及记所读的经文的里面，上帝要我们向人展现一视同仁的怜悯。
And this should be very uncomfortable if you're hearing this for the first time. And that I want to let you know that's natural.
如果你是第一次听见这样的信息，你会也许觉得心里面不舒服。
God commands.
上帝要求我们。
His people to show indiscriminate mercy.
他的子民有一视同仁的怜悯
to their enemies,
即使对他们的仇敌。
And this sermon is going to talk about two things, mercy and enemies.
今天的信息会谈到怜悯跟敌人。
Something that we all want and something that we all have.
是我们都想要的或者是我们都拥有的。
And this is a tough truth, but I hope that when you remember it,It will actually warm your heart and give you new strength.
这是一件不容易的真理，不过也许你听过信息之后，你的心里面会温暖起来，愿意实行。
And I want you to keep an open mind and listen to what God is saying to you today.
我请你带着一个开放的胸襟来领受今天的信息。
Everyone agrees that mercy is a good thing.
我们都同意怜悯是件好事。
But we treat mercy as extra, as something that's outside of our habits, and so we treat it as optional.
额外的怜悯，多走出一步的怜悯，这个是我们今天要谈论的。
But according to the Bible, is mercy an option?
根据圣经，怜悯是可有可无的吗？
By making it a law, isn't God making mercy essential?
上帝既然这样律法定规，那意思就是说怜悯是他所要求的一件事。
And so I hope that we can remember three things today.
我希望今天的信息你能记住信息的三个方面。
The reason for mercy.
我们怜悯的理由。
The prescription for mercy.
怜悯的命定。
And then the provision of mercy.
怜悯的提供或者实践。
The first one, the reason for mercy.
第一就是怜悯的理由，为何怜悯？
The reason God commands us to have mercy is to awaken us from deadly levels of self-centeredness.
怜悯是让我们从一种极度的自私的里面苏醒过来。
So we are at the part here in Exodus where God has now taken care of one of the worst external threats that Israel has ever faced.
读到出埃及记差不多中间的时候，我们已经知道上帝替以色列人已经把他们外部的威胁给拿掉了。
Israel was a slave nation in Egypt, and God delivered them out of Egypt to be free people.
他们曾经在埃及为奴，但是上帝把他们拯救出来，成为自由人。
And so God has eliminated an outward threat to Israel.
所以上帝已经把他们外在的这些威胁给拿掉了。
But still, Israel is vulnerable to inward threats.
但是以色列民他们仍然还有内部的这些威胁。
And so Israel may have just been delivered from the hand of Egypt, but Israel has not been delivered from the power of sin.
以色列民也许从埃及为奴之地解脱出来，但是他们内心的罪还仍然没有被解脱出来。
So Moses is recording laws that God is commanding to help purge sin out of their hearts.
所以摩西在这里记录上帝的律法，希望以色列民他们的心中的罪能够被解除出来。
Moses is providing laws to consecrate and dedicate Israel to God.
摩西的他所颁布的律法是希望以色列人能够归圣，至圣归给上帝。
The covenant of God is to change our heart's commitment and move it away from self-centeredness.
上帝的约乃是使我们从自我中心的状况离开，出离出来。
Why? Because self-centeredness is spiritual death.
为什么呢？因为自我中心是属灵的死亡。
Self-centeredness is lethal to your spiritual life.
自我中心对你的属灵的生命是致死的。
Because it impairs your senses and leaves you so numb that you can't tell that you finally died.
它让你属灵的生命好像失去知觉感觉，你就慢慢的在其中死亡。
In Psalm 115, it puts this very eloquently.
在诗篇115篇讲得很清楚。
Spiritual deadness, it looks like a body, but it's not really a body.
属灵的死亡好像是一个身体的死亡，但又不是身体。
And so it reads in here in Psalm 115 verse 4, it describes their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands.
在诗篇115篇第四节说，他们的偶像是金的银的，是人手所造的。
The idols, they have mouths, but they do not speak.
接下去说，有口却不能言，有眼却不能看。
They have ears, but do not hear, noses, but they do not smell.
有耳却不能听，有鼻却不能闻。
They have hands, but they do not feel, they have feet, but they do not walk, and they do not make a sound in their throat.
有手却不能摸，有脚却不能走，有喉咙却不能发声。
And those who make them become like them, so do all who trust in them.
最后第八节说，造他的要和他一样，凡靠他的也要如此。
So the writer of Psalms is saying that when someone worships idols, they turn dead like those idols.
诗篇这里说，如果有人敬拜这些死的偶像，他们的生命也会像这些偶像一样是死的。
And if your heart is cynical by what we've read in verses 4 through 5 in Exodus chapter 23, I want to warn you, that's a warning sign.
如果你的心也是像这样一些世上不信的人，他们讥讽、嘲讽，那你也会像这样死亡。
If you're skeptical, how is that a good use of my time?
如果你是这样一个讥讽的心态，你怎么样能够
a waste of time.
浪费你的生命的时间。
This is risky. Maybe they'll hurt me.
这当然是有风险，也许会让我受伤。
He wouldn't do that for me. Why should I do that for him?
他不这样为我施怜悯，为什么我需要这样回头这样呢？
What do I gain?
我得到什么呢？
Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Every man must decide to walk in the light of altruism or in the darkness of destructive selfishness."
马丁路德金这样说，他说每一个人都必须决定他是行在利他主义的光明之中呢，还是在自我毁灭的黑暗之中。
He is a person who has dedicated. He was a person that dedicated his life through nonviolence.
马丁路德金他一生都是致力于非暴力的和平的请愿。
And he knew how important it was to move out of selfishness.
他知道多么重要离开这种自私的境地。
He knew how dark selfishness was.
他知道自私是多么的黑暗。
If you operate out of a self-centered attitude, then anyone who disagrees with you is an enemy.
如果你是一个自我中心的人，任何一个跟你意见不合的人，都是你的敌人。
But it doesn't stop there.
它不仅仅停在这儿。
Anyone who prevents you from your goals will become an enemy.
即使有人成你的拦路虎，不让你达成你的目标，他也是你的敌人。
And then that doesn't stop there. Anyone who's trying to take your commitment away from your goals about you is now going to be an enemy.
不仅这样，任何一个人让你不能够达成你自己的目标，都成为你的敌人。
So friends become enemies and family becomes enemies.
所以你的朋友、你的家人都可能成为你的敌人。
If you stay self-centered, then you will see that God is your enemy if he doesn't help you get what you want.
如果你自我中心到一个程度，你甚至认为上帝都成为你的敌人。
And if God is becomes your enemy, then you will not have spiritual life.
如果上帝都成为你的敌人，那你的属灵的生命就完全的没有。
The reason God prescribes mercy is to move, help us move out of our self-centeredness.
上帝之所以要我们施怜悯，就是让我们离开我们自我的中心。
So in order to shield our hearts from self-centeredness and to put God in the center, then he prescribes the law of mercy.
为了让我们离开这种自我中心，上帝他就要求我们施怜悯。
And he prescribes regular doses of mercy.
他让我们常常生发怜悯的心怀。
And so our second thing to remember is the prescription for mercy.
所以第二方面我们要记住的就是上帝对怜悯的定义和要求。
God prescribes indiscriminate mercy.
上帝要求我们一视同仁给予怜悯。
And so how do we know that it's indiscriminate? It comes in the form of the text.
我们怎么知道是一视同仁呢？因为经文告诉我们。
And an important thing to understand this text, a key to understanding it, is to understand a term called merism.
要理解这段经文，需要知道一个文学修饰的手法，就是所谓分身修饰的方法。
In the Old Testament, merism is a tool to show two extremes and to cover everything in the middle.
分身修饰的方法是用两个具有反差性的智慧来描写一个整体。
So for example, if I said that gentleman was dressed well from head to toe.
如果我说那样一位绅士他穿戴很合身，从头到脚都合身。
That doesn't mean that he has a nice hat and a nice shoes and he's wearing a t-shirt and shorts.
并不表示他头上戴着一顶帽，脚上穿着鞋，然后有他的上下的衣服。
From head to toe means from head all the way to the toe, he's fully dressed nicely.
从头到脚，意思就是说他从全身都穿戴合时。
If I lost my keys and I said I searched high and low,in my house for my keys, that means I searched the entire house.
如果我丢掉了一把钥匙，我在房间里面上上下下到处找，其实就是说我去到处都找我的钥匙。
And in this text, there are three merisms that unlock the meaning of this verse, these verses.
在这段经文的里面有三方面的这个分身的修饰的方法。
The first merism,Who this person is.
第一就是谁。
Verse 4, if you meet your enemy, that means someone you don't like.
第四节说就是你的仇敌，你的敌人。
In verse 5, it says, if you see the one who hates you, that means they don't like you.
第五节说那些恨你的人。
So that means whether you don't like them, maybe they like you. Maybe they hate you and you like them. It doesn't matter if it's whether you like themOr you don't like them, or they don't like you, and everyone in between, they're involved in this passage.
不管是你不喜欢的，还是对方不喜欢你，还是在这两个极端中间的所有的情形。
The second one is regarding where is your enemy?
第二方面是讲到你的敌人在什么地方。
And if he is...Not there. In verse 4, you see his donkey going astray. That means the enemy is not there.
第四节讲到你遇见你的仇敌的牛或驴失迷了路，意思就是说你的仇敌并不在场。
And so he's not there. That's why you bring it back to him.
他不在场，所以你需要把他迷失的牛驴带回到你的仇敌的面前。
And in verse 5, you see the one who hates you, and you see them together.Pulling the donkey that's too heavy.
第五节则讲到恨你的人，他的驴压卧在重驼之下，所以他在场。
So So he is there.
他在那里。
And so it doesn't matter if he's not there or he's there, you help them.
不管你的仇敌恨你的人在场或者不在场。
And the last one is what's happening to the donkey or what's happening to the animal.
第三方面这个修饰的手法就是讲到这个驴发生了什么事情。
And so one, in the first one, it's just roaming wildly, about to go loose.
第四节是讲到他只是走迷了路。
And the second one, it's stuck, right? Heavily burdened, and it can't get up.
第五节是讲到他卧在重驼之下。
And so it doesn't matter if he's someone that you don't like, or he doesn't like you, you're to help him.
不管是你不喜欢的还是别人不喜欢你。
It doesn't matter if he's there or he's not there, you're to help him.
也不管他在场或者不在场，你都需要帮助。
It doesn't matter if the animal is running around and you have to chase it, or they're stuck and you have to walk up to them.
不管是这些驴走来走去，还是他在重驼，压在重驼之下，你都需要帮助。
You probably are familiar that the Old Testament 3 is a number of totality.
也许你熟悉在旧约圣经里面一讲到三的时候是讲到一个完全的数字。
And so when you look at this verse, actually it's coded in a way to say in all totality of all situations where your enemy needs help, go help them.
所以在这短短的两节经文里面讲到在任何的场合不同的情况之下你的敌人需要你的帮助的时候你都要施出援手。
God is prescribing indiscriminate mercy.
上帝要求我们给予一视同仁的怜悯。
I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just saying that's what the text says.
我并不是说这是一件容易做的事，这只是神话语的要求。
But some of you might be wondering, well, this is just two verses. Look how thick the Bible is. Look at how many verses there are. Just two verses, and you get that from that? Well, let me tell you something about what Jesus has taught.
你也许会认为这仅仅是两节短短的经文，那还有好多其他的经文呢。
Jesus does the same thing on the Sermon on the Mount.
那我告诉你，主耶稣在登山宝训里面的教导。
And for the sake of time, I'm just going to summarize what the verses are. So in Matthew chapter 5, he says, "You've heard for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I say to you," and then this is where it's important.
在登山宝训马太福音第五章。38节里面说你们听见有话说以眼还眼以牙还牙只是我告诉你们。
He says, do not resist the one who is evil. So it's another term of do not resist the one who is an enemy.
不要与恶人作对恶人其实也就是你的敌人。
He says, if they slap you on the right side of the cheek, allow them to slap you on the other side also.
如果你的敌人打你的右脸连你的左脸也转过来由他打。
So it doesn't matter which side of the cheek.It's in all situations that you are to allow yourself, put yourself at risk to be offended and put rude in order to help.
不管是左脸还是右脸，意思就是说各个方面，你的敌人对你不好，你都要，对他有怜爱。
And then if they want your tunic, give them your cloak also. So that means if you want your underwear, give them your jacket. So again, from beginning to end, whether it's from the inside or from the outside,Give that to them also if they need it.
接下去四十节说有人想要拿你的里衣连外衣也由他拿去所以不管是里衣外衣意思就是说所有的这些东西。
If they force you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles.
如果有人强逼你走一里路你就同他走二里。
And very often that last one is where people get confused.
有人可能对最后这一节走二里路有疑问。
We think, oh, if they want us to go 1 mile, then you go another mile with them, and we think in one direction.
有人可能因为他要我走一里路，我就多陪他继续往前多走另外一里。
But the point is to go with them there, and also go with them back, and make sure they come back home safely.
其实正确的意思是你陪他走了一里路，然后回头走回去另外一里。
Jesus is prescribing total mercy.
耶稣也在这里讲到我们怜悯人的方方面面全方位的怜悯。
And in case that there's any confusion, he goes right into it next and he says, you have heard that you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
耶稣这继续说你们听见有话说当爱你的邻舍恨你的仇敌只是我告诉你们要爱你们的仇敌为那逼迫你们的祷告。
And when you do, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven.
这样就可以做你们天父的儿子。
For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust.
因为他叫日头照好人，也照歹人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have?
你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？
Do not even the tax collectors do the same?
就是税吏不也是这样行吗？
And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you than doing than others?
你们若单请你弟兄的安，比人有什么长处呢？
Do not even the Gentiles do the same?
就是外邦人不也是这样行吗？
You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
四十八节总结说，所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
And if you read this and you've been listening and you've been following along and you're thinking to yourself, how can I possibly do that? That level of mercy?
你听到这里，你也许心中有疑问，说我怎么可能做到这样一个程度的怜悯
？First, you should applaud yourself because you've been paying attention for the sermon this long.
你要为自己鼓掌，因为你竟然想到听到这里。
If this feels uncomfortable, if you feel like there's this tension, and you feel like there's risk in being that merciful, that means you're beginning to understand what this passage is saying.
当你注意到这里面有这样一些难以纠结的事情的时候，就说明你真的是注意来听上帝的话。
And if you're thinking already about that annoying driver, or that irresponsible relative, or that rude coworker, and you're thinking about how hard it is, that means that it is that the truth is working on your heart already.
当你想到对付这些难对付的人，不管是在商店里面 shopping 遇见的人，或者是在你的不和气的亲友，或者是你的同事，难缠的同事。
To obey this law requires infinite mercy.
要遵守上帝的这个规定，真的是需要无尽的怜悯。
And so now we need to get to the key to be able to give this mercy is to draw the mercy from outside of yourself and come in.
能够达成这样一个怜悯的方法，就是在你之外来取得这样的怜悯。
So a last thing to remember is the provision of mercy.
所以最后的一方面我们要谈的就是上帝提供了怜悯的方法。
God's mercy transforms how we see ourselves so that we can love others with the love of God.
神的怜悯改变了我们的生命，以至于我们可以也施出怜悯。
And the key is in verse 5.
I did not get.
The key is in verse 5.
在关键的是在第五节，刚才出埃及记二十三章的第五节。
At the end of verse 5, in the English, it says, "You shall rescue it with him."
在英文的版本里面翻译，它是对等的中文是说要跟女主一同抬开重驮。
Now, this is an interesting thing because if you look at the original Hebrew, the word rescue is not there.
英文的翻译成 rescue 就是好像把它给救足出来，但是在原文并不是用这样一个词。
And we're going to get a little bit grammatical and technical right here.
这里我们稍微做一些语法技术的分析。
There's a construct of an infinitive participle construct.
在这里有一个 infinitive participle 一个分词，一个不定的分词。
And what the word is azah in Hebrew.
在希伯来文是 azah 这样一个词。
And it's to the word for azah. The word azah means to forsake.
Azah 的意思就是说去抛弃、放弃。
And so to use it in the infinitive and participle form is to say to forsake, forsaking.
用在一个不定式的这个语态的里面，意思就是说你要抛弃你的抛弃。
And that phrase is pointing to a power that's outside of ourselves.
这个词就暗示我们能够怜悯是必须诉诸在我们之外的这种力量和源泉。
The first readers and the receivers of this law.Knew how hard it was. It sounded just as hard for them as it is for us.
当初领受这个上帝 这个命令的以色列民跟我们现在今天的基督徒，我们都发现这是一段难懂的经文。
You are to forsaking your enemy.
你必须放弃对你敌人的放弃。
That means that you are to let go of abandoning them in your mind.
你本来想放弃你的敌人，但是你必须放弃这样一种想法。
You are to resolve to rescue, and that's why it often is translated rescue.
你必须立定心志要去帮助他，而不是放弃。
But the law is very interesting here because everything is you should do this, you should do this. If this is something, you should do that. But here, it's an infinitive participle. That means that it's a resolve in the heart. It's an attitude of how you see your enemy.
一般的诫命都说你要做什么做什么，但是这里呢，一个不定的分词向你表明说你要放弃你本来想的放弃。
And if you are a believer and you're familiar with the gospel, then you know that forsake is a very powerful word in relation to our Christ.
你如果是一个基督徒，相信主耶稣基督的福音，你知道放弃这个字它的分量。
Jesus Christ endured being forsaken by God the Father so that we would never be forsaken.
主耶稣基督经历了他自己被父神所离弃、所抛弃的经。这样一个生命的经历，以至于我们可以不被抛弃。
Jesus, the Son of God, who is enthroned in heaven and enjoyed the community and unity of the Trinity, endured being forsaken so that we would never be forsaken.
那位坐在宝座上的这位主，他跟三一神之间互相这种爱意，但是呢，他竟然为你我的缘故，被抛弃。
And we didn't even know that we needed to be saved.
我们甚至都不知道我们需要被拯救。
Because in Romans it says, while we were still enemies to God, Christ came and died for us.
在罗马书第五章里面说，我们与上帝为敌的时候，神儿子的死就救了我们。
And so when we draw the mercy that's been shown to us, and we understand that we were once enemies to Christ,And he laid his life down for us.
所以我们知道，我们以前也是与神为敌，但是耶稣基督却为我们这些与神为敌的人撇下他自己。
I'm not saying do this because that's what God does to you. I'm saying do this because it works.
我不是说因为上帝这样做了，所以你这样做，我是说这样是可以做出来的。
And if you don't believe that the resolve of our Christ to never forsake us.Transforms us. You cannot live this law out.
如果你不真的明白主耶稣基督为我们被的放弃而自己被抛弃，那你很难活出这样一个抛弃你的抛弃。
And so, what you have to do first to live this out is to believe in the gospel.
所以第一件事你要做的就是真心的相信福音。
And when you look at the cross,
当我们看十字架的时候
What the cross tells us is that we are actually worse than we ever know.
十字架告诉我们，我们其实比我们想象的更坏更差。
Because we see the judgment poured out fully and completely on Christ.
因为我们看见在十字架上，上帝的愤怒降在他儿子耶稣基督的身上。
But the gospel doesn't end there because we know that now Christ's love has taken that judgment away.
福音并不停在那里，因为上帝的爱。借着主耶稣基督显明出来。
And so we know that we are worse than we think.
所以我们我们比我们想象的更糟糕。
And but we're more loved than we can ever imagine.
但是我们被上帝的爱也比我们想象的更大。
And so that, when we hold that together in tension, it transforms our identity.
当我们把这两件事放在一块的时候，他们之间也许有张力，但我们就明白了。
God's resolve to transform us from enemies into family is what allows us to practice indiscriminate mercy.
上帝定义让我们从敌与他为敌成为神家里的人，这样的一个能力就使得我们可以行出怜悯。
And the more you dive into this reality and you understand it, the more you will want to show mercy in order to transform your enemies.
当你越深的进入这样一个属灵的真实，你就更多的明白，也愿意践行这样一个怜悯。
When you need strength for mercy,
to show mercy to your enemies, remember that God provided all that strength that he is requiring of you.
当你试图要找到这样一个力量源泉来去怜悯人的时候，你就记住上帝他自己提供了这样一个力量。
We are people who have received indiscriminate mercy.
我们接受了上帝一视同仁的怜悯。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh Lord, because you sought us while we were broken, weak, and invisible, and you restored us with your very own life and made us new again, whole again.
在我们软弱、无能、无助的时候、微小的时候，你帮助了我们，以至于我们可以成为要我们成为的人。
We cannot be happy without the righteousness of Christ.
没有主耶稣基督的义，我们不可能成为一个真正幸福的人。
Aid us now to make us friends of the broken, the weak, and the invisible.
帮助我们成为那些软弱、无能、无助的人的帮助。
Help us to believe that we can help others come out of the darkness into the light like you have brought us.
帮助我们能够成为别人的帮助，使得他们可以其安透明，进入主耶稣基督的光明。
And we pray that you would make us agents of reconciliation to the world in all ways.
帮助我们成为让世界与你和好的器皿。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Would you pray with me?
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, you are certain of your completed work of mercy and forgiveness for our sake.
你诚然已经成全了你自己怜悯和饶恕我们的工作。
Help us to share in that certainty, and may the reality of our justification before your presence change us.
让我们也分尝那样一个真实，以至于你称义的真实可以在你的面前显示出来。
thoroughly and completely renew your people.
让我们被彻底完全的改换一新。
And make us eager to point others to the Lord of mercy.
帮助我们急于来引导别人归向主的怜悯。
In your name we pray.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.